Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is table. T-A-B-L-E.
Really?
You bet your life! The more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
That's me, Groucho Marx. Well, here I am again with $2,500 for one of our couples. Fannerman, who's first to try for it?
We invited some Swiss war brides to the program tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Mr. and Mrs. Warren Oakes. And here they come now. Folks, come on over here and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, children, for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. And if you say the secret word while we're talking, you'll win $100 in cash. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. Claire and Warren Oakes, is that right?
That's right.
Oh, you're a Swiss war bride?
I am.
You're a very pretty one. You're the groom, I presume.
That's right.
You're not quite as pretty, huh? But you're a fine, manly-looking fellow.
Oh,
huh?
Thank you.
Where are you from, Warren?
I'm from the Mile High City of Denver.
Where?
Denver, Colorado.
Mm-hmm. What did you say before it was?
The Mile High City.
How do you know? Did you measure it?
Well, I was told.
Oh, believe everything that you're told. What sort of work do you do, Warren?
Well, I'm in the advertising business for Acme Beer.
Oh, is that so?
Our display department.
Yes. I don't remember a Swiss war. When was that, Claire? You say you're a Swiss war bride.
Switzerland hasn't had a war since 200 years.
Is that so? Well, for a Swiss war bride, I must say you hold your age very well. You don't look a day over 190. Where are you all from? No, that's not. That silly goat in Switzerland. Where are you from?
From the Welscher district.
The what, then?
The Welscher district.
Welscher district? Oh, that sounds like it's in Wales, huh?
It's a part of Los Angeles.
Oh. Oh, Wilshire, you mean, huh? Well, that's practically in Switzerland, huh? That's a very cute suburban accent you have. Is that pure native Californian, Claire?
No.
Must be a Swiss accent. Am I getting warmer?
No.
Don't be so emphatic. Stumble a little, huh? So I'll have company. What do you mean it isn't a Swiss accent? Why isn't it?
I couldn't have a Swiss accent as we don't have any Swiss language.
There is no Swiss language?
No.
Well, how do you talk to each other? You just stand on a mountaintop and yodel across the...
We have four languages, French, German, Italian, and Romance.
What was the last one?
Romance.
Romance?
That's right.
Which one do you speak, Claire?
I speak French.
Good. Well, how would you ask me for a kiss in French?
I wouldn't ask you for a kiss.
Well, why not? I'll throw on a charm here. You'll never suspect what I'm doing. Why not?
I don't think my husband would like it.
I'm not interested in kissing your husband. How would you ask him for a kiss in French?
Don't want busy?
He may be busy, but ask him anyway. Maybe you better leave your name at the front office, huh? Could you tell us something about Switzerland? What is it noted for?
It's scenery, watches, and cheese.
Watches and cheese, huh? I suppose you watch the cheese through those little holes, huh? You know, I've often wondered, Claire, why do they have those holes in cheese? Is that to get on the other side? No, that's another joke. Why do they have those holes in cheese?
Why not?
I say everything twice, so the first time, just ignore it, huh? And if you're smart, you'll ignore it the second time. Now, why do they have those holes in cheese? That's the third time. I'm pretty sick of it myself.
Why not again?
Why not again? Well, that's as good an answer as any. Why not? Why not have holes in everything? Why not have holes in donuts?
They have them.
They have holes in really. That's me. Too little and too late, huh? I knew they had holes. gloves and socks, but that's just a personal... Now, when you think of Switzerland, Warren, what comes to mind first of all?
Well, I think that above all is the beautiful scenery.
What else do you think of when you think of Switzerland?
Secondly, I think of the wonderful cleanliness of the country.
Is that all that Switzerland means to you, Warren? Wasn't there something else in Switzerland that you'll never forget?
Well, there is something there. It's the beautiful cows.
What was that?
Beautiful cows.
Beautiful cows, huh?
They have big bells around their necks.
They have bells around their necks. I'm afraid you're not very romantic. I was thinking of Claire, but if you'd rather think of cows, I'll think of Claire. Now, Claire, in America, when a girl wants to find herself a beau, she just goes to the nearest drive-in. How do the girls get a man in Switzerland?
In Switzerland, we have clubs.
Well, that sounds effective. Just pick out the sucker you want and swat him with a club, huh?
No, I don't...
What do you mean? What kind of clubs?
I don't mean that. We have social clubs for sports.
For sports?
That's right.
Well, you're saying the same thing over again in different ways. Now, just one more thing, Claire. All Swiss are traditionally good yodelers. Can you yodel?
No, I can't.
You can't? Can you sing any kind of Swiss songs?
I could sing your little Swiss nursery rhyme.
I'd like that. I'd like that.
Ainsi font, font, font les petites marionnettes. Ainsi font, font, font trois petits souris puis s'en vont.
That's very sweet. And now if you put a diaper on me, I'll go to bed. That was really very pretty, Claire. And that song sounded almost as sweet as you look. Now in just 1 minute, you're going to play your Bet Your Life for a chance of $2,500. Now right now, I want you to pay close attention to Fenneman.
We all get a real feeling of pride in the car that we've bought for our family's use and enjoyment. And believe me, the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America are just as proud of the two fine cars that they make available to the public. DeSoto is a stunning car to look at, a most comfortable car to drive. It's a car that's been engineered to bring the American motorist the best of everything. For example, take DeSoto's brakes. No car in the country has bigger. This means they stop you quickly, at high speed. And they stop you with little effort, because they respond to the slightest of pressure on the pedal. DeSoto also has a special new parking brake, completely independent of the wheel brakes. Another safety feature found in very few other cars. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. So look for those two great names linked together. DeSoto, Plymouth.
Now let's see if you two will get a chance at the $2,500. Fenneman, explain the rules.
Each of our three couples has $20. They each bet as much of that $20 as they want on each of four questions. And the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $2,500 DeSoto Plymouth question at the end of the show. You see, our other two couples are in a waiting room offstage, so they don't know what's happening out here.
All right, now here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected foreign monetary units as your category. Here's your first question. How much of the 20 will you risk?
10.
10. All right, what is the monetary unit of Mexico?
Pesos.
Peso is right.
And you're up to the truck, Rocco. You have $30.
You're up to a flying start. Remember, you're going for $2,500. How much of the $30 will you bet?
25? 20?
20. 20, okay. I know who's the boss in that outfit, huh? What is the monetary unit of Italy?
The lira.
The lira!
Because you're really climbing now, you have $50.
Yes, you have $50. That's king lira. Now, here's your third question. How much will you bet?
40.
Now, what is the monetary unit of Russia?
The ruble.
The ruble is right!
Now, they're really on their way now. They have $90.
All right, you got $90, and here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 90 are you going to go for? Pretty dramatic, huh?
Definitely. Well, should we go for 80?
Mm-hmm.
Or 90?
90.
$90.
The whole thing.
Oh. What is the monetary unit of England?
The shilling. Or the pound.
Pound.
Which is it now?
Pound. Pound.
The pound is right. Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Groucho, the secret word is...
Just call me Mr. Marks if you don't mind.
Mr. Marks, the secret word is...
Call me Groucho.
Mr. Groucho, the...
Oh, call me Mr. Marks.
The secret
call
word...
Call me Charlie, I'm sick of both of
them. Harpo, the secret word is...
Now I can't talk.
Oh, God.
Hey, what's the matter? You're not calling me Chico, right?
It's table.
Chico is a table? What kind of nonsense is this, huh?
Well, I was trying
to... Take me your business, Ben.
All right, I will.
I'm getting paid for being funny.
It's right down here. We invited some home economics teachers to the program tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Miss Rosabelle Murchison. Her partner is a typical husband from the audience, Mr. Robert Farnham. Folks, come on over here and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. And if you say the DeSoto Plymouth secret word, you'll divide $100 in cash. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. Mrs. Rosabelle Murchison, is that right?
That's correct.
You're married, Rosabelle, then?
Yes, I am.
Unfortunate. What does your husband do for a living?
He's an attorney.
Even more unfortunate. A home economics teacher and a typical husband, eh? Robert Farnham?
That's me.
You're the typical husband, eh, Robert?
Yes. Yeah. I guess so.
You guess so, huh? Typical husband, all right. No mind of his own. Where are you from, Bob?
New York City.
New York City, huh? How long have you been married, Bob?
17 years.
17 years, huh? How'd you meet your wife, or vice versa?
Well, I was a policeman out in Coney Island. And I jumped over the boardwalk and went out into the water in full uniform and saved this boy. I brought him out of the water and came back to the beach, and the next thing I knew, I was knocked down. And there was this girl slapping kisses at me. And
what do you mean, slapping your kisser? I don't understand.
Just telling me how grateful she was and for saving her brother and what she couldn't do enough for me. And here I was in a wet uniform. She knocked me down in the sand, and the sand was in my pockets and in my shoes and clung to me. And then they invited me home, and they started feeding me goulash and pressing my pants and washing my shoes.
Did you have the pants on when they pressed them? Or...
No, I had them off. I was standing behind the curtain, and they fixed me up okay.
And how did the uniform turn out? Pretty good?
No, it didn't turn out pretty good.
What'd you do? You quit the force after that?
Oh, no. I'm still in the police department.
You're still in the police department out here locally? No, I'm still on Coney Island, huh?
I'm out here on a vacation.
Oh.
30 days vacation.
I see. Once you get 30 days, as a rule, it's not a vacation. Well, now, do you go down the boardwalk here and jump over occasionally, or do you wait till you get back to Coney Island?
I'll wait till I go back to Coney Island.
You came out alone?
No, with my wife.
Why, oh, you're here. You didn't come on a pleasure trip. Now, your husband is a... And your husband is a lucky man. He's married to a cooking teacher. Is that right? Yes.
That's right.
And does he crab about your cooking, or does he eat everything with relish?
He eats everything I cook with relish.
Well, if you just eat everything with relish, your cooking can't be very good. Now, how do you go about teaching your pupils to cook, Rosabelle? What's the first thing you do?
Well, the first thing that we do in the laboratory is acquaint them with all the utensils, such as the casserole, the double boiler, the frying pan, the spatula.
You forgot the most important thing. What about the can opener? All right, now I'm familiar with everything in the kitchen except the cook. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty familiar with her, too. But besides cooking, what do you teach your students, or is that enough?
Oh, how to use the salad fork and the cocktail fork, for instance, which one is which, and so forth.
Bob, what is the difference between a cocktail fork and the other kind? Huh?
Well,
salad fork, huh?
Salad fork you eat your salad with.
Oh, that's logical. And you drink your cocktails with a cocktail fork, huh? Besides, after three cocktails, who cares? Bob, suppose you went to a big formal dinner. How could he be sure he's using the right fork, Rosabelle? How could Bob be sure?
Well, he should watch the hostess and use the same one she does.
Well, I'm nothing against the hostess, but if I must use the same fork, I'd want it washed first. Huh? I don't want the hostess washed. I just want the fork washed. I don't know whether they heard that. I don't want the hostess washed. I just want the fork washed. I guess they heard it, huh? Well, Bob, you're going to be a social flop. Now, let's see how you two will make out in the battle for the $2,500. You've got to work together as a team and run your $20 no more than our other couple. Can't tell you how much our first couple won, but Fenneman's going to remind our listeners.
The Swiss war bride and her husband won $180.
Here we go. Let's see how high you can build your $20. You selected food and drink. How much are you going to bet at the
$20? $10?
That's the whole thing.
Let's make it $10.
Okay.
Now, here's your first question. You're going to bet $10. What is the main ingredient of Welsh rabbit?
Cheese, and it may either be milk or beer.
You don't have to go any further. Cheese is fine, huh?
And you're off to a great start. You have $30 now.
Remember, you're going for $2,500. How much of the $30 will you bet?
$20.
$20. What kind of liquor is used in Crepe Suzette?
Brandy.
Brandy.
Brandy is right.
Now you folks have $50.
Here's your third question. How much of the 50 are you going to try?
$40.
All right. What fruit is used in a Waldorf salad?
Apples.
Apples is right.
Let's find it now. They have $90.
You got $90, huh?
$80.
You're going to bet $80, huh? You're really giddy, aren't you? Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. Now, what is the main ingredient of ketchup?
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes is right.
$170.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Thank you and goodbye, Bob. And take good care of your uniform.
Well, Groucho, I guess we still know that the secret word is table. Just before we went on the air, we went searching through our audience tonight for people with unusual occupations. And here come the two who were chosen to be on the program, Miss Margie Dean and the Sideburn Kid. Come on over here, folks, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers, and if you say the secret word, you'll spend $100 in cash. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. Miss Margie Dean, eh? That's your name, and the Sideburn... Oh, I hadn't seen you before. How long have you been out here? Sideburn Kid, eh?
Yeah.
All right, Sideburn, come out from one of those bushes. I see you. What's your real name?
The Sideburn Kid.
I mean your real name.
Well, everyone calls me the Sideburn Kid.
You're lucky. You should hear what everybody calls me. I'm not through with you, Gabby. I can still see you through a haze there, but I'll be back to you in a minute. Margie Dean, eh? Where are you from, Marge?
I was born in Boise, Idaho, but I've been in California since I was five.
Since you were five?
Mm-hmm.
You remember Boise at all?
No, I don't.
Do you have any little Boise or girls? Or...
No, sir, I don't have.
Mm-hmm. Are you married?
Nope.
I'm relieved by that answer. Now, Margie, Fenneman says you have an unusual occupation. Just what is it?
I teach parrots to talk.
You teach parrots to talk?
Yes.
Could you teach the Sideburn Kid how to say his name?
I could.
That's a peculiar occupation. How did you ever get into that kind of a job?
Well, I had the bird given to me as a gift.
Somebody gave you the bird?
Uh-huh.
And what is his name?
Fibber.
Is Fibber a boy parrot or a girl parrot?
I don't know.
Does Fibber talk?
Very much so.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you ask Fibber what is... On the other hand, it's probably not important. Not important except to another parrot. Mister, what did you say your name was?
The Sideburn Kid.
You're the same fellow who was here a minute ago, right?
I hope so.
What does your wife call you?
Well, she calls me just about what every wife calls her husband, and a lot of nice names when she wants a lot of nice things, you know.
Like what?
Honey, sweetheart, darling, and, well, it just continues on, you know.
I guess so. How would it be in England now that June is here? I don't know what I do over there. There's a pound at $1.90. Now, what does the draft board call you?
They don't. I got six kids.
Well, you're more valuable to the Army by being a civilian. Well, kid, I'll just call you kid, huh?
That's all right.
From your cowboy hat and cowboy pants and cowboy boots, I imagine you're a streetcar motorman. Is that right?
No.
Seriously, what is your profession?
No, I twirl the ropes and I'm a bull whipper.
A bull whipper? Isn't that against the law, whipping bulls?
No, I don't whip bulls. I take my rope and use it to cut objects from people's hand. Use it to do tricks. And use my rope to do tricks.
I see. Could you teach me?
Yeah, I can teach you.
How?
Well, you take the end of the rope in your right hand.
Never mind, I was at the end of a rope once, and I'll be hanged if I'm going to go through that. Huh? Margie, let's talk about your parrots. What kind do you train?
Mexican yellowheads.
Mexican yellowheads? Why that particular breed?
Well, they're very colorful, and they're very intelligent, and they're very lovable and affectionate.
Well, in what way are they intelligent? I mean, what do they do?
For instance, in the evening, they'll be in the room just chattering away, carrying on wonderful conversations. Mm-hmm. And I'll go over and turn on the television, and believe me, they just are quiet immediately, and they don't utter a sound until the television set is turned off.
The parrots watch the television?
The television.
And you say they're intelligent? Now, Sideburn, what did you say your real name was?
The Sideburn Kid.
I'll just call you Old Ironsides, huh? Why are you called the Sideburn Kid?
Well, I'm called the Sideburn Kid because I grow the sideburns.
I didn't think it was because you wore shin plasters, huh? Why did you grow the sideburns?
It makes me look older because when I was young, I looked too young and everybody called me a kid. So by having these whiskers, why, I passed for an age that I wanted to be a man then.
I see. Well, wouldn't it have been simpler to grow a mustache?
Well, everybody wears those. And that's kind of common, I thought.
In other words, you wanted to attract attention, is that it? Of course you could attract attention just by drilling a hole in your head and planting petunias, right? Sports, and if I ever need a parrot with sideburns, I'll call on both of them. Now, you're going to play your bet your life. You beat our other two couples, and you'll get a chance at the $2,500 DeSoto Plymouth question. I can't tell you how much our other couples won, but Fenneman's off stage to remind our listeners.
The Swiss War Bride and her husband are still ahead with $180.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected the young of animals and birds. Is that right?
Right.
You have $20. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
Well, let's see. No, we won't bet at all.
We didn't have anything when we came in here.
Right, let's go 50-50. Let's bet $10.
Okay, Tiger.
Here's your first question. $10. What is a young lion called?
A lioness.
One answer between you now. Decide on one answer between you. Talk it over with him, huh? Okay.
Cubs. Now,
a cub is right, huh?
Well, on the way, they have $30.
They're finishing last place in the National League. Now, remember, you're going for $2,500 tonight. How much of the 30 are you going to go for?
25.
What is a young goose called?
A young goose. Not a duckling.
Come on, kid.
Young goose. What is it called?
Time is a-wasting, man. What is it?
Young goose.
Duckling?
Oh,
I can't get it.
It's a gosling. I think you own it.
They have $5 now.
That's a shame. I'm terribly sorry. But
$5, huh?
That's life. It's also $5. Here's your third question. What is a young horse called?
A colt.
A colt is right.
Well, you're climbing again.
Oh,
you have
climbing. You've got $10 now. And here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 10 would you go for?
Oh, what do we got to lose?
Just as well get it all.
All right. All of it? What is a young cow called?
Calf.
A calf is right.
And they wind up with $20.
Oh.
And that means that the Swiss War Bride and her husband with $180.
get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $2,500 question. Nobody wants fast service for his car unless he's also assured that the best work will be done. Speed isn't that important. But at a DeSoto Plymouth dealer's, wherever you live, wherever you drive, you can count on fast service as well as expert service. And here's the reason. In the first place, the mechanics who do the work at a DeSoto Plymouth dealer's are trained in the latest factory service techniques. They know the best ways of servicing a car from bumper to bumper. And these expert mechanics get regular monthly training in factory methods, which keeps their skills up to date. Then there's the equipment the service crew in a DeSoto Plymouth shop has to work with. It's the very finest, the most modern that money can buy. So naturally, skilled men working on a job with the best equipment available service your car better and get it back to you sooner. That's what fast service means. Wherever you see the sign of a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. And here comes the Swiss war bride and her husband, all set for the $2,500 DeSoto Plymouth question. Good luck.
Here we go. All right. We go for $2,500. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you, so think carefully, and please no help from the audience. Here it is. In the 1800s, millions of cattle were driven to market over a famous trail that went from Texas to Abilene, Kansas. What is the name of this historic trail known in song and story? All right, what is the answer you two have decided upon?
The Santa Fe Trail?
No, I'm sorry. It's the Chisholm Trail. I'm sorry. That's the correct answer, because that means the big question next week will be worth $3,000. Well, you lost the big money, but you won how much?
$180
in the quiz. $180 in the quiz. Congratulations, and thanks to both of you and to all of our other contestants. Good night. Thank you.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at this time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $3,000. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, just be sure to see your DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Keep your wits and windshield clear. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.
one, the only...
Guerrero!
Another applause?
All right.